biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneyline.
That's right. And when it comes to money management in the biotech space, well, Kyle Dennis has his own unique view. He is co-founder and director of biotechbreakouts.com. Yep, that's the website. So if you want more information, you want to follow up and see not only what we're talking about here, but maybe learn more about what Kyle is doing, see if you want to look at his service. It's biotechbreakouts.com. On Twitter, he's at Kyle W. Dennis. And of course, Kyle is part of the Raging Bull community, which is online at RagingBull.com and on Twitter at Raging Bull. Kyle Dennis, welcome back to the show.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Your biotech breakout of the week is
Rexon Pharmaceuticals.
Rexon Pharmaceuticals. Its ticker symbol RNN. And what is making you think this is a stock due for a breakout?
Well, as you know, I always like to look for catalyst events. And this one has three upcoming catalysts, all that have to do with cancer. So, I mean, it's a very high-risk, high-reward type of opportunity, I think. But I think that there's a lot of potential here for, you know, what I always look for, which is a strong run-up into that data.
Well, let's talk about what those catalysts are so that people have an idea. And is it for you important? Like, if I have three catalysts, are they related? Is one type of catalyst better than another? Is it, if the first one is good, that means there's more buildup for the second? How does it work when you got three catalysts?
Well, the thing that I always like when there's three catalysts, it kind of gives you like three bullets or three shots on goal. And I always do like cancer catalysts because those are always really big indications. And this particular company has three cancer catalysts, one for triple negative breast cancer, one is for relapsed and refractory pancreatic cancer, and the other is for renal cell carcinoma cancer, or RCC. All three of those are coming with data in the fourth quarter, which we are in right now. So there is a bit of a risk factor because that data can come out at any time unless the company gives us a little bit more clarification. But if it hits any one of those three, you could be in for substantial upside as long as you're willing to take on that risk as well. Also with the company, the reason why I'm kind of interested in it right now is because they just did an offering, a registered direct offering. And that typically means, it's not a guarantee, but that typically means that within the next 2 to 3 weeks after the offering, it's kind of a little bit of a quiet period in a way. Companies don't usually have an offering and then come out with news right afterwards because a lot of those shares go to institutional investors, and it would just be bad for all parties involved if they do an offering and then a few days later they have bad news. Usually bad or good news is washed out and kind of just let the trade on its own. At least that has been my experience when watching these types of situations.
I'm very curious with the three catalysts here because normally what you say is I don't like to hold through a catalyst event. So in this case, you've got three different cancer indicators, three different. Is this a case where you're going to hold, look to sell before the first catalyst comes up, and then look to potentially rebuy based on what the news is? How do you play it when you have three in rapid fire succession and you don't normally like to hold through catalysts?
Well, that's what I'm kind of using the stock offering for. Since they don't typically have news right after the stock offering, I'm giving myself about a 2.5 to 3 week period where it's very unlikely some news comes out. And that'll be the time when I'm trying to really trade it. And what I like to do is when they have these offerings, this particular one had warrants involved. And what usually happens is the offering comes out and then the stock gets pushed down and punished as some people might be exiting the trade or don't like the offering with warrants out there. So I like to just wait a little bit. And it's kind of been doing that so far. It's gone down from about $2.20 all the way down into the 170 to 185 region. That, I think, is a region where it's really attractive and it's oversold for a run for the next maybe 2 to 3 weeks ahead of this data. I do want to be out before the data. I'm kind of playing with fire here a little bit. but I've found success doing that type of stuff as long as I'm out within that 2 to 3 week period and not trying to play it too long. When it's 3 in a row, though, it's tough. Usually if one comes out positive, people speculate that the next one will be positive and you can play it for a short-term trade, but it does get pretty difficult, I found.
Are you already in Rexon Pharmaceuticals? And if so, what's your stop? And if you're not, what's your buy point going to be?
I'm not in it yet. I've been watching it here for about 2 weeks, just watching to see how it trades and trying to plan my trade. I think between 170 to 185 looks like a really good buy zone to me. The offering that it just had created a really nice gap on a technical basis on the chart. And I think that it has strong potential to get up at least to that gap, which is 220. And if things really work out well, I think it has the potential to fill that gap, which is up to 280. So I think that there's pretty strong upside here. And maybe you also get lucky and you're holding through the catalyst event and it goes up substantially more. But you have to also be prepared for the downside risk, which is why I always promote a strong portfolio allocation method of about 10% of my speculative portfolio, so that if things go wrong, you know, I'm not blowing up my whole portfolio. That's the risk management tool I always use.
Where would you stop out? If you buy in the 170 range, where are you stopping out if this works against you or if the catalyst, the pre-catalyst news is negative?
That's a great question. In January of this year, at the beginning, it traded at a low of about 135. I don't want to give it that much room, so I think for me, about 155 might be a stop for me, because if it starts heading further in that direction, it could start to have a snowball effect, break down through 150 and want to go test those 52-week lows. So I think for me, buy zone, but you know, in that 170 to 185 region, stop at 155 and initial target between 220 and 280.
It's Rexon Pharmaceuticals, RNN, and as we record this on the 24th of October, it's trading in the 180 range, a little bit above that, and not yet a purchase for Kyle Dennis. That may change by the time you hear this on Thursday, but it's the Biotech Breakout of the Week with three catalysts, and if you want to learn more, you're going to go to biotechbreakouts.com. Don't forget to follow Kyle Dennis on Twitter, where he's at Kyle W. Dennis. Kyle, thanks for joining me. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck.
Kyle Dennis, everybody. Remember, he and biotechbreakouts.com are part of the Raging Bull community. You can get more information at ragingbull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. Okay, up next, Jason Brown, Chief Investment Officer at the Fundex Funds and No Load Fundex, will be here talking mutual funds and ETFs when Money Life returns right after this message.